From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. election, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the presidential election. Mueller is also examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the president's spokesperson.
Our position hasn't changed since day one, and I think we are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons and certainly not our campaign.
Probes also looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. A U.S. service member has been killed, six others wounded in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province. NATO's Resolute Support Mission office said the crash was not the result of enemy action. United States and South Korean defense leaders say they have military options and enough countermeasures to respond to the accelerating threats by North Korea. Speaking to reporters in Seoul, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his regime threaten peace and stability of South Korea.
Our combined effort is to deter that sort of threat or to have military options, many different military options, that would realistically reduce that threat as low as possible. And yes, we do have those options.
At that same news conference, South Korean Defense Minister Song Young-moo said the U.S.-Korean alliance would forcefully respond to North Korea's provocation if it in fact came to that. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund has warned that potentially life-threatening malnutrition is soaring among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, to escape violence and abuse in Myanmar.
UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says UNICEF screened several hundred children who were stuck at the border during the mass influx in mid-October. She says dozens of children were found to be severely, acutely malnourished and in need of immediate life-saving treatment. She says screening conducted by Doctors Without Borders found 14 cases of the worst form of malnutrition among 103 children.
This is an extremely small number of children, so these numbers are not representative. But what they do tell us is that at least some of the children are close to death by the time they make it across the border.
UNICEF spokeswoman Mercado says the spread of infectious diseases is also of concern. She notes measles cases have been reported among newly arrived children, as well as those who have been living in Cox's Bazar for some time. She says the risk of diarrheal disease and dysentery is exceptionally high in the overcrowded, unsanitary conditions in which the children live. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior Afghan government official has disappeared in neighboring Pakistan, where he was seeking medical treatment in a private capacity. The deputy governor of the eastern Kunar province, Qazi Muhammad Nabi, was in Peshawar before being abducted, as relatives informed the Afghan consulate in a northwestern Pakistani city. No one has claimed responsibility for the alleged kidnapping. U.S. border agents are searching nearly four times as many international traveler smartphones and other electronic devices as they did 2 years ago, expanding the use of a little-known search and seizure authority that has sparked fresh legal challenges from digital rights advocates and defendants in several criminal cases. The content searches of electronic devices conducted without a warrant or any individualized suspicion spiked during the final year of the Obama administration and continued to surge this year as the Trump administration has opted extreme vetting of travelers entering the country. In the first 6 months of fiscal year 2017, which ended on September 30th, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents searched the electronic devices of nearly 15,000 arriving international travelers, according to the most recent CBP data. President Trump says he has now ordered the release of all files pertaining to the assassination of President John Kennedy. He had originally ordered hundreds of the files would remain secret, at least temporarily. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.